saving money on exterior wall lights. Now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jesse Blaze Snyder with another fucking awesome episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I have been diving deep into one of my favorites, The Lonely Island. If you haven't gotten into The Lonely Island, shit, man, I'm so excited to introduce you to them. If you're only superficially aware of them, this is going to be such a great episode. Like, dude, I've just been quoting these motherfuckers just forever in my life with my brothers and with my girlfriends and just everybody. I mean, my ex-wife and my kids, and we all know some Lonely Island stuff. A lot of it's very adult, oh God, it's funny. It's funny. They've put out three albums. Their first one is fucking amazing. Their second one's pretty fucking great too. The third one's a little weak. They also did these two soundtracks, one for this Bash Brothers movie that's okay. It's got a couple stuff that's all right. I'm not a huge baseball guy, and I'm not like super into what they're messing with. It's like Jose Canseco and I forget. I want to say Mark McGrath. Isn't that Sugar Ray guy? I like to play sports. I don't give a shit about fucking athletes and stuff. Similar to how I don't know like all the details about all these musicians. And I'm hoping that this show is working. Just me gushing about the albums and the videos and the things that you should watch to get yourself into these bands. And shit. Oh my God. There's so much great stuff here for you. Like I said, the Bash Brothers isn't awesome, but they did, or isn't my favorite. But you might like it if you're a baseball person. Another record that they did a soundtrack for is this Pop Star, Never Stop, Not Stopping. It is fucking awesome. It has, well, I have intro music, so I can't, I was going to come into it. Just like, I love the intro to this song. Watch out. It's Connor. That's the name of the pop star in the movie. No, I'm so humble. I'm so humble, baby. I'm so humble. Fucking Adam Levine from Maroon 5. There's so many great guest stars on these Lonely Island records.
I'm so humble.
Listen to the lyrics. On top of the humble list. The most crumble is, but I act like it tastes bad out of humbleness. So impressive is how infrequently I mention all of my successes. I love this shit, man. I love this song. Especially because, like, people are so fucking weird about confidence. I've always been somebody who's like been secretly very insecure, but you know, tried to present myself confidently, and it's so funny. Like people like take presentation of confidence like
very wrong sometimes. And, you know, make you think that people are arrogant and things like that. So it's really funny to just see this take it down like that, you know, because so many of these songs and all that's, you know, at the end of the day, there's so much bravado in the lyrics and the content and what's being said and whatnot. And, you know, talking about how humble you are. I mean, I just feel like it so encapsulates pop music in just a wonderful way. I love that song. This is great. It's literally the opening of the movie, and it's so fucking good that nothing else in the film can compete with it. It's so fucking awesome. The movie is pretty good, and but I will tell you, like, right out of the gate, like, this is like fire, and nothing quite lives up to how great this is. Even though I discovered there was a bunch of deleted scenes and songs from the film that were really great that I wish they had kept in. And I'm going to go through some of those things when I hit this these different records. And I'll go through all these different records as I go through Lonely Island. But really, the first thing to try out from them would be their first record. And their first record collects together a lot of the things that they were doing for... Saturday Night Live. And essentially the story goes, they were like buddies in high school. They separated, they came back together trying to like pitch different things. They had like a pilot for a thing called Awesome Town. There's a great video for them with this like cheesy theme song for Awesome Town. There's a bunch of videos that are great by them that you can't get on an album, or at least not the ones that are on Spotify. I didn't like cross-reference it with other things, but I don't think so. I think they're just released as YouTube videos. I have them written down, and I'll share them with you later. There's some really good ones. And a lot of these great things in general have videos that go along with them. So if you're somebody who likes videos and funny videos, I mean, fuck, go watch the video versions of so many of these things, and I'll try to like note where I know that there's a great video. My girl was asking me about, because she's a big Lonely Island fan, but she didn't know that they had come out of SNL. So as they were coming up with these like pilots or whatever, I guess they got discovered by Lorne Michaels. And then I guess they all got brought on to the staff, but two of them as writers and one of them as an actor, Andy Samberg. And the first big hit for them, which was a real change for Saturday Night Live because everything's supposed to be live, you know, in studio, was the digital short Lazy Sunday. And if you haven't heard of Lazy Sunday, it's super fun. Oh, no. Yeah, Lazy Sunday. The hook is this Chronicles of Narnia, you know, past that Chronicles of Narnia, and them going to the movies to see this flick and, you know, presumably getting high beforehand. It's great. It's just simple hip hop done authentically. And that's the whole thing with Lonely Island. You know, they call themselves fake hip hop at certain points. And I think that's a good summation of them. They're making fun of all these hip hop tropes. And unlike Weird Al, you know, where we're doing like a direct parody of the thing or whatever, you know, it's just all a general parody of hip hop and hip hop tropes and different ways in which these things are done. And the more you have an awareness and familiarity with hip hop, the more some of these things will get you. Like their intros to their albums are fucking hysterical because there's a penchant in a lot of hip hop records. They come in with some track that's like, yo, I'm here, I'm back, and I was never gone, and my dick's big, and fuck you, and fuck all those people who've been talking shit. And like, it's just like a standard kind of rap song trope, like on an album. The first track is like, yeah, I'm back and I was never gone and whatever else. And their intro songs are just some of my fucking favorite because they're so funny. And you appreciate it more if you're a hip hop fan. And some of these things you might appreciate more with some of the videos that go along with them. But the songs themselves stand up and the concepts just amazing stuff. So yeah, that's the long and short of it. Basically, they've been friends forever. They were working on things together before Saturday Night Live. They got picked up by Saturday Night Live. They started doing a lot of these digital shorts. They put out albums on the strength of some of these digital shorts. And this first record that I'm going to go through has a lot of tracks that were released first as digital shorts before the album ever came out. The album's called Incredibad, and it was released in 2009.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the opening track on this record is one of those tracks that I'm talking about, the intro song, Who Said We're Whack? And it is just one of my fucking favorites. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna spoil it. Okay. It's a short one. I'm gonna give you the beginning. Who said we're whack? You said we're whack? Who said we're whack? Okay, so this whole fucking thing is just them talking about somebody said they're whack. Who said they're fuck? Who said we're whack? And the whole, it's not like a super long song, but it comes in at the end with this fucking, this conclusion that just cracks me up every time. Let's see, wait, hold on, wait. Okay, ready? Here it is. Okay, hold on. Here we go, listen. Big build up. There he is. That's the guy who said we're whack. So this is the intro to this album, and this album's fucking hysterical. Track two is a song called Satana DVX, and it's like, they just like, I don't even know the truth here. I don't know if Santana really has an alcohol, the artist Santana, he has some sort of alcohol brand, and they're just like rapping about this awesome alcohol. They've been waiting all their lives for Santana to make an alcohol, and now the time has come. It's very funny, over dramatic. It's not one of my favorite, but it's good. After that, though, comes two of my favorite, Jizz in My Pants and I'm on a Boat. Jizz in My Pants is just it's really, really funny, and it's got just a certain vibe about it. Here, yeah, you got it. A little get of it going on.
Black eyes from across the room, down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names. No need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd. The club is the sky.
I don't want to remember. I'm like trying to cover shit up with my voice just in case I get fucking. I don't want to get flagged for anything. Listen.
You want some more, and I
jizz in my pants.
This really never happens. You can take my word. That's just absurd.
That's Andy Samberg. And then Yorma and the other dude. This dude, I like him.
And change.
I need a few things from the grocery. Do things alone now, mostly.
I love him. I know their names, but I'm blanking out right now. Maybe it'll come to me later. Jizz in My Pants is fucking hysterical. You know, they're just getting super turned on by these women and they're jizzing in their pants. As the song progresses, they sing less and less before they jizz in their pants and less they just keep jizzing in their pants. It's really funny. I love this stuff. I really hope that everybody's going to go investigate if they have not enjoyed some of these things already. Everybody who has enjoyed, I'm sure you're laughing with me because it's great shit. I'm on a Boat is just incredible because there's just so many songs, like rap songs, that encapsulate this vibe of I'm on a boat. And we got T-Pain. Get your towels ready. It's about to go. Hit the fucking deck. What? I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
Just how much does that? Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat.
There's just so many rap videos that take place on boats, and it's just fucking funny. To boil it down to, I'm on a boat. Everybody take a look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat. What is the point of this music video? The point of the music video is I'm on a fucking boat. That's what the fucking video is about. That song's amazing. There's like so many fucking lyrics and stuff that I quote all the time. Like just like the, I fucked a mermaid. I find myself singing that all the time. Later in the song, T-Pain says,
I fucked a mermaid.
I love this stuff. I'm so glad. Like, I really like doing the show. Like, I really hope that there are people out there who listen to it, because I just like, this music is great, and I'm like sharing gold with you. Just so much wonderful time that you can spend listening to awesome music. This is just like a charity thing that I'm doing in the music world. Because I don't know if I have any listeners yet. I've only been doing it for like 2 months. But it is. I'm giving back. I'm giving back to the community. I put in the hours to listen to this shit and find the good stuff. And you know, to your benefit. You're welcome. No, but I love you guys, seriously, for listening. You can write me at jesseplays@jessesnyder.com. And if you're a geek like me, you can listen to my other podcast, Coolest Geek Alive, which is every Wednesday and every Saturday. That's been around a little bit longer. We've got like a nice bit of like listenership there or whatever. I hope you're listening, like, because I want to share this stuff. When it came to doing a music show, largely I didn't really have a lot of interest in doing a lot of different things, other than I was like, well, I love music. Like, what if I just did a show where I just share things that I fucking love? So I don't know. You let me know if it's working. Like, seriously, like, write me a letter. You can be like one of the first people like to hit me up about the show. I mean, other than like on Twitter and stuff like that. But JesseBlaze@JesseSnyder.com. Let me know that like you're listening and you're into what I'm doing, and I'd appreciate it. Egg me on. Let me know. And also, right now, it's early in the show's run. Like, comments and things like that really is helpful to us in like growing our audience and getting sponsors and all that cool shit. So I appreciate all of you guys listening, all of you guys sharing the show, and let me know that you're vibing and that you're getting into it. I hope that that you appreciate what I'm doing here, and that you're getting into some of these bands, and maybe that you've always wanted to get into. There's so many bands that I've always wanted to get into, and I wish there was a show like this for me, because I would listen to it. So, you know, I'm doing what I would want to listen to, I guess. So I'll see if that's a good plan. But I'm on a boat. Fucking amazing. You know, the first four tracks here are just gold. Track number 5 features Jack Black. It's very funny. It's just a little bit of like a done in one, so I don't have it saved on my Spotify. I've listened to it, you know, more than one time. It's very funny. Basically, Jack Black is like introducing this saxophone player who essentially never comes. He's like playing, but just not, just a little bit. Like, just, it's like, It's shameful. After that, you got Lazy Sunday, one of the original SNL shorts. I'm pretty sure the I'm on a Boat is an SNL short as well, and Jizz in My Pants, I think, may be as well. So there's definitely videos for all of those guys. I don't know if there's a video for Who Said We're Whack. I haven't seen that one. There's a little interlude, normal guy interlude, whatever. I don't remember that being anything of note, not super long or anything. But Boombox comes after that. Boombox is very funny, backed up by Julian Casablancas. I'm not sure what band he's from or whatever, but he's cool. And he just, you know, a lot of these guest stars, they just really legitimize the songs and the sound of the songs and some of the vibes. And he definitely does that. But the song's lyrics are really ridiculous and hysterical. Just basically, it's just all about how the boombox, how it changes people and it makes people go wild. And by the end of it, you know, they bring the boombox to an old folks home and things get out of hand. I won't spoil it for you because it's a really funny song. The bulk of these songs, you know, they're great hip hop songs, you know, by themselves. I mean, the vibes are really good. I mean, listen to this vibe. This is boombox. You know, they definitely have good taste. I mean, really good vibey stuff.
You know, so I mean, and that's the foundations of making really good comedy music, really good music, you know, solid music. And the music is really done well and done right. There's another little interlude after Boombox, and then there's a bunch of songs in a row that I love. Like a Boss, We Like Sports, and Dream Girl. Like a Boss is just, oh my God, fucking, just quote that freaking song all the time. Just the Like a Boss, like a boss. It's just a simple, funny tune. It's got this great little introduction. If you watch the video online, they had Seth Rogen, I think, as a guest on SNL. So he was the guy doing the voice here. He's the interviewer. So he gets interviewed at the beginning. And the song's basically this, but it just keeps amplifying and amplifying. So listen.
Well, the first thing I do is...
Dr. Corey!
Like a boss!
Lead a workshop!
Like a boss!
Like a boss!
Like a boss!
Like a boss!
So it starts out as like this really mundane tune, and then it just gets fucking off the chain about what this man is going through in his personal life. Then there's this song called We Like Sports. There's a whole series of tunes where it's not Andy Samberg, but Yorma and Akiva? I think it's Akiva. Love Akiva. He's really good. I like them both. All three of them are great, but Akiva is a little unsung. But I think he's like the music man, and he's really, really great. His comedy's great. His acting's really great. He's really, really like his vibe. And him and Yorma do like a little duo thing where, you know, Andy Samberg's only part in it is that he plays Steve, this guy that they don't like. And he'll like show up in the videos, or they'll mention him in the song. Fuck you, Steve. At some point, they like go fuck Steve's wife. it's really funny.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
But they're like very stiff, and you know, this song, it's got like a really stiff vibe. You know, I'll give you a little kind of hint of it. Like, it's these really stiff rap vibes. Yorma and Akiva.
Hi, do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. I'm shooting hoops to the Super Bowl. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football.
Tennis.
Hockey.
The game is starting. Everyone is here. I got my snacks, my friends, and a beer.
Just two normal guys hanging out, having fun. Right, guy number two?
Yes, guy number one.
To the S.
It's really great. It's like very stiff and funny. All of it, and like then they're really rapping about like the most mundane stuff, but their delivery is just so great and so stiff, and even like their musical choices are just sort of over the top and inane. I love, there's like four, maybe five songs like this, and I really generally like them all. One of them is like a little bit of a love song, which I like a little less, but the rest of them are boss. There's a single called We'll Kill You. And it's the two of them doing the thing. We'll kill you. We'll kill you. It's just so unconvincing and funny. I love it. And there's a video for that one. That's great. And then also here is that song Dream Girl, which is really great because they're like the Dream Girl. They're like doing this hip hop song about like the typical like the Dream Girl. But the girl they're describing is not awesome. It's not a great description. That's great. There's a song called Ross Trent. Not my biggest. I'm not a big fan of it. It's like
like this kind of reggae music thing. It's kind of silly. Then there's Dick in a Box, which you may know from the Saturday Night Live stuff with Justin Timberlake and Andy Samberg. This is Lonely Island, essentially. Lonely Island produced stuff. Dick in a Box is great. The Justin Timberlake and Andy Samberg collaboration with Lonely Island happens multiple times. And there is, I think, one on every record they've put out. So so this is the first one, Dick in a Box, which is awesome. And seriously, if you're fucking Dick in a Box, just Dick in a Google it now. Dick in a Box. Google. After that comes The Old Saloon, which is cute, but not one of my favorites. Then there's a song called Punch You in the Jeans, which is just... it's just a play on a lot of these kind of more like violent, like tough guy rap songs, and it's very funny. After that's the Space Olympics, which is really silly. You might like it. It's just like, as a song, it's just like a weird song, but it's funny. And then Natalie's Rap, which is also from SNL. It's Natalie Portman doing this badass rap. If you haven't heard this bit, Julie wasn't familiar with it. So let's see. Here today. I don't sleep, motherfucker, off that yak and that Durbin. This is Natalie Portman. So she did this thing where just like a totally against type, you know, she went to Harvard and stuff. And later she talks about it, like that she cheated on all of her tests in Harvard and all this stuff. Song's very funny because it's just so against type. And there's a video for it. And they did a follow up. That's great, too. A part two. And it's equally awesome. This album ends with Incredibad. Incredibad's a good song, but like not my favorite like song to listen to, even though it's funny. But I mean, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got 12 tracks on here saved for the first record. So it's incredible. I think I got 11 tracks from the Pop Star record, but Turtleneck and Chains, it would still be my next favorite, which is their 2011 record. They also had that single for We'll Kill You, which is amazing, in 2011. And We'll Kill You, you should check that out. We'll kill you. Just wait, I gotta play a big piece of it. We'll kill you. Here it is.
Hey, what's wrong?
Come quick, some losers wanna fight us.
Oh, not again. Oh. I'll go get my gun.
Okay.
You must be loco to mess with us. Don't you know we're dangerous?
We'll kill you. We'll kill you.
It's on now. The fight's beginning. One punch in and we're already winning. Guy number one, babe shit killer. After you're dead, I drink an ice cold Miller. Out on parole.
I just want to listen to this stuff.
I'm guy number two. I'll take your whore. AK Uzi's nine.
I'll take your whore. I'm guy number two. I'll take your whore. Fucking A. Yeah. Find We'll Kill You. We'll kill you. We'll kill you. Okay, so I think I have like 10 tracks on this record that are that I have saved, and some of them are some of my favorite. The opening, We're Back, is fucking awesome. They're just talking about how shriveled up their dicks are. It's, I'll play you some of that.
Yo, New Lonely Island, 2011.
This is very typical. So have you ever heard this stuff? Like a typical rap album, it just like comes in like this, except it's like, my dick's so big and I got guns and I got friends and I got all these things going for me, and they're like, my dick's shriveled up and it looks like a side of bacon, I think is something that Andy Samberg later says in it. And oh, it's great. It's great to hear. It's great to stick a pin in like all of that machismo in the rap stuff. It's like awesome having somebody do stuff like this. It's funny. Occasionally some of those rap artists will put a pin in themselves and do some stuff that's funny, like that, you know, like just kind of taking a laugh at all the rappers and what everybody does, you know, especially like Eminem and stuff. But just these intro songs are so great. And the opening four tracks of this record are so great. It's this song, that song that I was playing. We're Back, a song called Mama, I Just Had Sex, which if you've never heard, get on Google right now. I Just Had Sex. And Jack Sparrow, which is the Michael Bolton song where they're singing about Pirates of the Caribbean and the different movies. Oh God, it's great. You gotta watch the video. Is fucking hysterical too. It's Michael Bolton. It's awesome. And I Just Had Sex with Akon. It's just, every time I have sex, I listen to I Just Had Sex and it felt so good. Just had sex, a woman let me put my penis inside of her. Hey, wanna tell the world. That's one of the lyrics at the end of the song. I wanna tell the world. I wanna tell the world. I wanna tell the world. I'm surprised a woman would even wanna let me do it, but hey man, screw it. It's all such a fucking, it's great. It's great. It's great. I just had sex. And Mama, ugh, Mama's great. Okay. If you've heard any hip hop songs, occasionally a lot of these hip hop artists, they make a song about their mom. And it'll be like all this like story about their mom or whatever, and they did this fucking thing. And I'll fast forward a little bit. Well, here, I'll let you just the intro. This is what goes out from the bottom of our hearts to the most important lady in our lives. It's time to pay some respect. You know who it is. I hope you're proud of us. Oh yeah, we're proud of you. Mama, you raised me right. Mama. Mama. Mama.
Hi, boys. Who wants to snack?
Mom, get out of the studio!
Just checking on my guy.
I'm making a track, you idiot! Just leave! Go! You suck, Mom!
Give me one true love, Mama. Show respect and the feminist songs. So when life gets harder and it makes you cry, I'll always be there to wipe a different era.
My mom's my number one fan, my best friend, and I'll never disrespect
you. I know you said you weren't hungry, but I knew dance on a log.
Please,
fuck
out! Go!
How's your little clap going?
It's a rap group.
Go to hell, Mom.
I fucking love that song. Go to hell, Mom. They're fucking. She's an angel on earth with invisible wings. It's great, man. This stuff is awesome. You need to go listen. I hope you're laughing at home. I hope you can appreciate any of the stuff that I'm sharing with you. And it's not just me laughing to myself, but oh, so good.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
There's a track after Jack Sparrow called Attracted to Us. It's not a favorite of mine. Track after that, though, is called Rocky. It's great. It's kind of this Shaggy Dog story about them going to fucking fight Rocky and what happens. And I won't tell you what happens, but it's all very funny. And you know, again, another one of those like tropes of tough guy rap and all that shit. There's a bunch of tunes out here that aren't like some of my favorites. But eventually you come up to Mother Lover, and that is the follow-up to Dick in a Box with Justin Timberlake. Mother Lover's amazing. It's the Valentine's Day song. I'm a mother lover, you're a mother lover, let's fuck each other's mothers. Amazing. If you haven't seen that, go search it up and find that shit immediately. Awesome. After that is The Creep with Nicki Minaj, which is kind of like a creepy, weird song, but I've just find myself over time. I like it because it's just so funny, and it's got such a great vibe. Do the creep. Do the creep. It's a really weirdo song, but Nicki Minaj comes in at the end, and she's always a great feature, and it's very funny. The video is very funny. They got John Waters appearing in, who's classically rather creepy himself. Awesome one. Then there's a little sketch, and there's a song called Threw It on the Ground, which is a SNL sketch, digital short. It's amazing, of this kind of like poet-looking dude throwing all these things on the ground. I threw it on the ground. That ain't my dad. That's a cell phone. I'm an adult. This shit's funny. If you don't know, I may sound like a crazy person, but trust me, you should check out Threw It on the Ground. I shared Japan with my son, which is just cutesy and whatever, but it's not one of my favorite songs. Then there's a song called After Party, which is very funny just because it's just like so many songs about after parties. It's such a rap trope, and this is like the after party of the after of the after after party. It gets pretty dark, but very humorous. But the album ends on an outro and a song called No Homo that is one of my favorites. And I'll just like play you like a little bit of like the intro to this thing. All right. Cover up some of this. Oh, wait, sorry. That's the outro. It's this here. Here it is.
Hey. Dude, you're looking pretty swole. You been working out?
Yeah. Why are you looking?
Oh, no, not like that, man. I mean, no homo.
Oh, no homo.
Cool. When you want a compliment to friend.
No homo.
But you don't want that friendship to end.
No homo.
To tell a dude just how you feel.
No homo.
Say no homo so he knows the deal.
No homo.
And yo, man, you got a fresh style.
No homo.
And you know you got the best smile.
No homo.
Your girlfriend is a lucky lady.
No homo. No homo.
I like the way you sort of fill out that shirt.
No homo.
It's hard to pull off, but you make it work.
No homo.
Hey, yo, I kinda like your natural sense.
No homo.
Hey, yo, I kinda like
I can't decide who wore it best. But I'm feeling Diane Keaton's vest. It just gradually de-evolves into a clearly homo. As they sing No Homo. It's very funny. Quite like that song a lot. This album is excellent. It's not quite as good as the previous one, where they had built up quite a lot of steam. There's a lot of tracks on it. You might like some of the other tunes better than I did, especially if you're a hip-hop person. If you're a hip-hop person, a lot of these things may hit with you even better than me, because I like certain hip-hop, and I'm more of a rap guy, I would say. I like a lot of rap. I like some hip-hop, and you know, certain songs and certain artists. But more so, I'm a rap guy. But still, I know enough and like enough that I can appreciate these songs and so much of the stuff that they're doing. But possibly not as deeply as you might if you are a hip hop person. So you know, feel free to dig into them a little bit deeper than I do. I mean, everything's worth at least a listen. You know, I've listened to all the albums multiple times at this point. But there are certain songs that I go back and I listen to over and over and over again. So I was a little disappointed in 2013 with the Whack album. I was also a little disappointed in 2014 with the When Will the Bass Drop song featuring Lil Jon. It's just like fucking boring. Boring! But I will go back and I will give you some of the best stuff from the Whack album. But Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stop Never Stopping is awesome. That would be my third pick for, you know, third album that, you know, says that they're worthy of your time and attention. And this record has a lot of stuff on it. There's sketches and things or whatever. So I don't know. There might be like as many as like 18 tracks or something. But all told, I've got like 11 tracks on here that I like. Some of them not as much as some of the ones that I love on the previous records, but still some great stuff worth checking out. The opening track, of course, is that I'm So Humble. It's amazing. The second track on the record after a little dialogue bit is called Equal Rights. And it is a lampoon of basically Macklemore doing his song for gay rights. And it is very funny. It features Pink and it's very well done. I feel bad for Macklemore and like how like they've kind of like given him such shit, because like I think he was trying to do something good and he became like poster child for like this other thing, which is kind of lame, because you know, I don't know. I think when somebody's trying to do something good, like, you know, getting lambasted for. It's not the best, but shit's funny. This shit is funny right here. So Equal Rights, which is basically track three on the record. Then track five, the finest girl, the Bin Laden song. This girl, she wants him to destroy her like they destroyed Bin Laden, or do her like the U.S. military did Bin Laden. It's very weird. It's kind of great, though. Like, you kind of like, you're like, what? But it gets you over time. I like that stupid song. And then there's the Mona Lisa, which I don't remember this fucking Mona Lisa song being in the movie. But like, the soundtrack makes it seem like it is in the movie, and it's fucking awesome. I'll just, you know, like, I gotta play you the thing. I'll let this go. Kinda for real. Here we go. Who is it? What? What? Your dead shark eyes and a smirk like you're hiding a dick. It's a song about the Mona Lisa. This fucking song is hysterical. It's about... He says she's the original basic bitch. This song is fucking funny, man. Mona Lisa, very, very good. It's, what is this, track like six on the record now. Oh, man, Mona Lisa, awesome. A few other tunes will go by, and there's a song called Two Banditos, which is kind of really cool with Chris Red. It's like kind of like just a typical badass like hip-hop song. It's got a cool vibe. They like come on. It's genuinely very cool, and the lyrics are funny. It gets funnier, you know, as it goes on. But like, you know, so much of this stuff, it's like, you know, it's, you got to like kind of legitimize it first, and then it's like, you know, so some of these, if I'm playing you the intro, you're like, well, the intro's not very funny. Well, forgive that the intro's not doing justice to as songs progress, you know, because it sort of solidifies itself as like a real song, and then does some fucking hysterical shit. So Two Banditos is great. A couple tunes will go by, I guess. There's a great, it's very pretty by, it's called Ashley Wednesday by Seal. It's like not exactly my bag, even though it's a beautiful song. I listened to the whole thing. Then there's a bonus track that wasn't on in the movie, but I really think it should have been in the movie, called Fuck Off. And it's like Connor for real doing a fuck off to the parents. I mean, maybe I'll just do the intro because it's like fucking hysterical.
Hey, yo, this one's dedicated to all the little kids out there whose parents are always riding.
What?
Telling you to do your homework, never letting you eat dessert.
That's not cool.
And making you go to bed before you're ready. But listen, the next time they're acting bogus,
listen to
I
this.
Want you to try this out. Stand up on your
try
tiptoes,
it.
Look them dead in the eye, and say, Mom, Dad, you can both fuck off. I don't want your life, I don't know you shit, and I hate your
fuck off. Fuck off. Fucking, it's great. Fuck off, very funny.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
a little bit later on this record, towards the end, there's a bunch of tunes that I like. Sick Glenda is great. Me Likey Dat is great. Short little one. Legalize It is quite dark and funny. It's about basically this guy accidentally tried crack and getting addicted to it. So now he's going to legalize it. It's very funny. And then the last three tracks on the record are really enjoyable. Maximus, the last track, is actually kind of a lighter track, but it's funny. It's very subtle and funny and beautiful. Hey Ya Ho is funny with Chris Redd again, kind of a credible rap track, cool, and Rock Roll Skate, it's a little similar but fun and funny rap tracks. You might like them a little bit less if you're in it for the humor and don't appreciate like a decent like rap tune, but like they're funny too. But some great stuff on here. I mean, everything's worth a listen. This movie's worth a watch. They've of course done some other things. Hot Rods, a movie they produced. Hot Rods, you know, if you don't go in, I went in expecting a lot, and I was a little bummed out at the time because I'm usually my fingers on the pulse, so I'm like watching this stuff before it comes out, you know, as soon as it comes out, kind of thing. And there's a reason why it wasn't more successful, but I do think it does hold up to multiple viewings and is fun. The Bash Brothers one, like I said, it's not exactly my bag, but Pop Star Never Stop Stopping is fucking great. Hot Rod's worth watching. And let's talk about three more things before we get out of here. Like I said, in 2018, they put out a Natalie Rap 2.0. I think I did mention that. So, but let's talk about the Whack album. The Whack album has, well, I don't know, at least like six songs that I added, or seven songs. Track two after the dramatic intro is called Go Kindergarten. The video in particular is very funny, but I like Go Kindergarten. Hugs as well. I kind of think the video is necessary to fully appreciate Hugs. Pharrell Williams guest stars on Hugs. Robin guest stars on Go Kindergarten. Both of them are great. Track five on here now is called YOLO. There's a track called Diaper Money, which is funny, but I don't love it. YOLO, You Only Live Once. It's got Adam Levine, Kendrick Lamar. That one's great. And there's a great video that goes along with that. There's some stuff on here that's funny, but a little bit one note. Spell It Out. He like literally just starts spelling things for the rest of the song. You know, you listen to it once and it's pretty funny, but you don't necessarily want to listen to it again. There's another one called Semicolon where they're doing this thing in rap where they'll like do a thing where they'll say da 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 da. Da 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 da, and the first like sentence will set up the thing that they say, like, you know, like it's sort of like an extra little like something associated with the sentence that they have in mind, and the semicolon song is just all that, all the way through, and then they get corrected that it's actually a colon that they were using, not a semicolon at the end of the song. It's pretty funny, but again, like, not something I would listen to all the time. But getting towards the end of the record, there's some other great stuff. Spring Break Anthem is fun. There's a video for that that's worth watching along with it. The Three-Way, The Golden Rule, which is the third in the Justin Timberlake series. It's great. Lady Gaga's brought in, and it's all about like basically it not being gay if it's in a three-way. That one's pretty funny. After that, a song called Meet the Crew. That one's great as well. And towards the end is another one of those We Like Sports guys and the We'll Kill You guys, We Need Love. It's like their little like romantic one. That one's fun and not my favorite of all that, but good. Finally, over here in their like releases, you've got the unauthorized Bash Brothers Experience. Again, give it a chance if you're a baseball person. There is some stuff that I like. Track two, Uniform On, is very funny. There's a video for that, worth checking out. Focused as Fuck is great. Bikini Babe Workout is awesome. And IHOP Parking Lot, the first half of it is great. The second half is like, just ends in like a dramatic kind of thing. But the first half's very funny. Additionally, they've got some videos online that I would recommend that are, some of them are digital shorts and stuff that just weren't put out on albums. There's one video that is amazing called Good Day. Awesome. Just Two Guys is awesome. It's from the We Like Sports guys, We'll Kill You guys, Just Two Guys. Just Two Guys is great. Stork Patrol is fucking hysterical. I don't know when they did Stork Patrol. I think it's an early one. It's about them like going after these really like bony, tall, skinny girls. Very funny. The Bing Bong Brothers is a funny video as well. The Awesome Town thing I mentioned earlier, that was like a little thing for sketch or something. And it's not the greatest song, but it is funny. Cool Guys Don't Look at Explosions. It's like a terrible song that they made, but it's fun. The video online if you find it. Those are all great videos and additional songs or whatever that you can go check out by them to add to your Lonely Island thing. The only other stuff that I have to mention here is that they did some things working for the Lego Movie. And the Lego Movie, they only did a track on the opening, which is the Everything is Awesome theme song, which you might have remembered. And they come in at the end. They come in around here. It's just funny. You know, it's a kid's movie. The Lego Movie's great. If you saw the Lego Movie, you might have noticed that that they helped out of there. The other guy, who is a comedy music guy, who worked on most of the music in the Lego Movie, is amazing. I always forget his name. He's one of the actors from The League, which was on FX, which I love that show. He plays like the stoner dude, and he's a great writer. He writes funny stuff. I might do a show on him one day. They also do a single song on the sequel, which is the credit song, and it's fucking awesome. There is a longer version of the credit song in the credits to the movie, and the lyrics just get funnier and funnier, and this version that they released is not the full version, and I was kind of disappointed, but I'll send you to the end here. Hold on, I'm just going to get towards the end, because I think this shit's fucking hysterical, some of these lyrics here. All right. Hold on. It's coming. It's coming. It was a fun week listening to this shit. If you're going to be featured in a movie song, the credits is the part that you want to be on. All their raps about how they're in the credits. I fucking loved it. Like I said, there's a longer version of it in the film. If you go watch Lego Movie 2, and it's great. It's worth actually like sitting there and rewinding to hear some of the words because they're fucking great. Yeah, man, I'm so excited to have delivered this episode. My favorite episodes of this show so far have been the comedy episodes. I love being able to share these comedy bands with you because I just love a great comedy band. And, you know, just comedy music doesn't get enough respect in the mainstream. Not enough people get the message about how great these bands are. There's so many of them. And, you know, Tenacious D will be fucking coming up soon. But I like to try to break it up with like a lot of different styles and different genres. And because there's so much great music out there. And I want to help you guys find it. So, yeah. And also help me find it. You know, if there's something great, you know, some wonderful band unsung that you think is awesome and you'd love to hear me talk about, send me, you know, turn me on to them. It might take a little while before I like do an episode on them if I've never actually heard of them or something like that before I can like get into them. But yeah, you know, at some point I'm going to run out. I've got a plan to kind of maybe reach out to other music podcasts and ask them to come on the show and do their favorite bands. I'm like, at some point I'm going to be like scratching the barrel of like things that I'm like really feel strongly about as I do this every week. And, you know, there's 52 weeks in a year, you know, eventually you fucking run out even when you know lots of bands. But I mean, I'll start to do bands where I'm like, this is just a single album, but it's fucking amazing or whatever else. I mean, like, you know, I'll start to cheat, I'm sure. But, at the same time, I need some more bands. So feel free to turn me on to whoever is awesome. And maybe I'll tell you, oh, I know all about them. I'll get to them soon. But anyway, this was another awesome episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you appreciate what I'm trying to do here with you every week, every Monday night. Please do join me again next Monday night for another fucking awesome episode. And yeah, what can I say? I've got a really cool song called Bartender that I wrote that, you know, just like stylistically was really trying to like honor a certain type of song, even though, you know, we produced it like our way or whatever. But, you know, I felt like it was my most, you know, bands like The Lonely Island, just honoring a vibe, getting it really right. And just like, that's what makes it so funny. And this song Bartender that we did is pretty funny. And I think it's funny because we did something pretty authentic. So check it out. Let me know what you think. It's out there in the world if you want to find it under Jesse Blaze. And anyway, yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Join me again next Monday night for another fucking awesome episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Peace. Favorite Bands Suck with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent music content from yours truly. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.